Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for September 21st, 2017. This is Paul White. Glad to have you with me on the DDP. We have now made the turn to Romans chapter 13, having left that rather lengthy 12th chapter in regards to the principles for daily living. Paul now turns his attention on a submission to government that has caused a lot of concern over the years as people read this passage. What I want to do today is read the entire passage, not the entire chapter, but there's a 7-verse passage that kicks off the 13th chapter. And over the next day or two, I'm going to really break down what Paul is saying within the context of the book. And this is very crucial, and this is what is often missed within the framework of his time. All right, let's get into it. Romans 13, 1 to 7. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger, to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience's sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Okay, to be fair, one of the first things that we need to discuss is the fact that in a lot of commentaries, this passage of scripture has been in question for a long, long time as to its authenticity. Now, I don't want to indicate that I don't think it's authentic. I just think it's fair to show that biblical scholarship has yet to prove that it's not authentic, but there are some real issues in a lot of translations, many copies of which don't even include this passage. Some scholars have even questioned the validity of all of Romans 14 and Romans 15, thinking that Paul stops with the 16th chapter, what we would call the 16th chapter. I want to throw that in there. I'm not saying, again, that that's my position. I think that there is some very valid realities in this passage of scripture, but I think it's fair if you want true biblical scholarship to at least open the door to some of those possibilities. If this is authentic, we're going to move forward assuming that it is, then we need to deal with another question that commentaries are split on, and that is this natural authorities Paul's talking about, or is this supernatural authorities? In other words, when he talks about every soul being subject to governing authority, is he talking about your local government or your national government, or in this case, the Roman Empire? Or is he talking about the authority of God, the authority of angels, the authority of spiritual leaders? I think the context shows us that he is talking naturally, because in verse 7, you render taxes to whom taxes are due. If this is supernatural, then that phrase alone doesn't really make a lot of sense, because you wouldn't be paying taxes to supernatural authorities. So I think we can pretty much conclude that this is dealing in the natural. I did all of the verses together because they're one big collective body that encompasses everything Paul's trying to say. And I think the real heartbeat of it all is found in verse 4, where Paul says they're God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid, because he does not bear the sword in vain. He's God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Paul is talking about the execution of wrath on people who practice evil, but he doesn't put this as some sort of future spiritual judgment. He says, if you want to see God's wrath towards the way people act, then you look at local authorities, national authorities, federal authorities, and how they deal with evil. In other words, civil authority, civil government practices the stopping of people practicing evil. this, I think, in context, in regards to how Paul is using this for his church at Rome, which, by the way, this writing is probably AD 57-ish, which is before things, I know this is going to sound odd, but this is before things get really bad. So Paul is dealing with a Roman church full of Jews and Gentiles, but they're yet to have underwent the biggest part of persecution. That's going to start in the next couple of years under Nero. But at AD 57, which is widely believed when this book was written, that persecution wasn't so bad yet. So I don't think this is in response to how people were treating their persecutors, but I do think this is in response to what people thought the kingdom of God was all about. There was still a lot of people coming, especially out of Judaism and into the faith, who thought that the kingdom of God was militaristic, that they needed to be taking up swords and fighting against the Roman Empire, because that's how kingdoms are established. But in Christianity, that's not how the kingdom of God is established, and Paul's trying to make that point. So this entire passage on being subject to local authority, civil authority, the federal government, whatever you might call it, or the Empire of Rome, I think is to establish that the kingdom of God is a non-political kingdom, that it is not something that is supposed to take over the politics of the earth, but it is a completely opposite way of thinking of the politics of the earth. Okay, I'll stop there for today. Tomorrow, I want to dig into Paul's Greek language, and I want to dig into what I think is the verse in this passage that helps qualify some of this, and we'll also run over to the book of Acts to get some thoughts from how the early church viewed this from another angle. We'll do that tomorrow on the podcast, as we probably cover more verses in 2 days than we have in quite a while, because tomorrow we'll conclude this verses 1 through 7 passage here on the podcast. Until then, have a great day. God bless.